Yo, what's going on, you guys? This is your host, David Ramos, with another episode of Dive Rabbit Talks Too Much. And thank you so much for excusing the last 2 days that I've been hush-hush. I was actually out vacationing with some amazing people. And I think one thing I'm continue on the series about, I guess, the theme of friends. I just want to go into more is that they are so pivotal for our life, and you got to really be careful who you have around you. The most beautiful thing about life is that you get to choose a lot of things. And I think friends, no matter where you are, you're being able to choose who influences you and who really talks to you, right? Like, I know a lot of people that sometimes can feel draining, but I know a lot of people that sometimes when you're around them, you just feel like you're getting a deal, it's a bargain, because you're nothing but gaining. Like, you're just like, you're blessed because you get to see these people grow up around you. You get to see these people grow into themselves. I know that it's crazy, like, people buy the expression, like, you're growing into your body, you're growing into your form, because, you know, they see that. Oh, you know, like a, or growing into your shirt, like you buy a triple XL shirt or an X or a large shirt, but you're small. But as you start growing up, you get to fit into that large a little bit more, and a lot better until like it fits. And that's a lot of people right now that you can see that, okay, they're trying to tack on the world, and right now they may seem a little small, but don't measure it just by what you see. I'm telling you. Those are the friends that you want right now. And I know I'm big on this right now. The whole world sees people as a whole big buy, what's it? Buy high and sell low type thing, right? Right? It's kind of like people who don't know how to do stocks. They buy it when the stocks is really, really, really good. And they sell it when it's really, really, really bad. You lose money. You lose money. The same way is when you start hanging out with people, you start to be friendly, and you buy into everything they're saying, quote-unquote, when they're hot. You start hanging out with them when they're hot, when they're great. But when they're not, you just leave. That's the same thing. You don't know how to make friendships. You don't know how to last with any friends. This is why you don't have any friends right now. And those same friends you had 5 years ago, it's not them that left. It's that you that left. You know what I'm saying? Because you never were there when they were at their lowest. You only really paid attention to them because you caught them at their best, at their brightest. And it's those friends that you know that have stuck with you when you were crying in the middle of the street because you know that you wronged people that are close to you and you've had standards that were broken. And they've been there 2 years later to be with you through that rocky road and know that it's going to take a lot of grace, but it's continuing to do that. They're not doing it, and they're not being manipulated, because other people may see, oh, you know, they're being manipulated, being taken advantage of. Why are you even still with them? Why are you still hanging out with them? Why are you still asking them to hang out? X, Y, and Z. That's what other people are asking them. But listen, if you always follow what other people are saying, you're never going to ever achieve true happiness. It's only when you can look through them, through your eyes, and be like, nah, this person's worth way more than what that person sees. What these organizations see, what this organization sees, not what I see. Few of us really have those eyes of Jesus that we can actually see what Jesus sees. Because few of us can actually love like Jesus, be kind as Jesus, be patient as Jesus, be as humble as Jesus. It's only when we're able to do that, that we can actually be able to spot talent and potential. Because a lot of people only see the shortcomings because it's convenient. Only see their lowest points because it makes us feel a little bit higher. Those are the parts we pay attention to. But their highest parts, a lot of people are too lazy to even look up. So you don't even notice they're getting there. I'm done with this. If you guys get the point, if you don't, be sure to be able to tune in tomorrow for another episode that stuttering. If you don't get the point, I'm going to go a little deeper into this tomorrow. But I guess the whole emphasis is don't just Buy high and sell low. But why don't you buy low and sell high? Because as friends, it's not our job just to be with people when they're at their best, but be able to be with people when they're at their lowest and support them and support their dreams and ambitions to bring them so high that they don't even need you. Listen, it's until you get to the point that you can really say that, man, you don't need me no more. You're doing good. Man, what type of... That's peak maturity right there. Letting go. Doesn't get more mature than that. Maturity, wisdom, all that good stuff that people want to label what true, humble, and servanthood looks like. Because that's what it is. You call it maturity, you call it wisdom, you call it all this stuff, but it's really nothing else but servanthood, because you're understanding that your friend is that truth. Understand that it's your place to support, to truly support each other and protect each other from what might go on in the world, because the Lord is there when two or three are gathered in His name. Now, we like to say that means in the context of prayer, but just so I give you a little bit tasting for tomorrow, what if it just means prayer in our hearts, and our hearts are mutually aligned to Jesus? How much more powerful can we walk together? Thank you guys for another episode of Dav Rabbit Talk so much. I love you guys. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another episode at 7 a.m. Peace!